Vayechi Yaakov the Eretz Mitzrayim Shiva Esrei Shana. The very first pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, probably from the most undramatic pasukim, Kipshute. And the Medrash says, Medrash Lekach Toiv, this was Taka, a very undramatic pasuk. The pasuk is teaching you Vayechi Yaakov. Yaakov lived. Shechoya Isam Benachas. It was Benachas. Hashvatim Svivaisav. The Shvatim were around him. Bnei Banav, Parim, Verabim. He got to see the Einiklach. The Ein of Royais, the Libai, Sameach, Ein Satan, Ein Pegara. It was Gevaldig. Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shvaes Rishana. So you may be wanting to ask me, what halacha discussion could I possibly bring out from this pasuk? And Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be discussing today halachas of Mikdash Ma'at, halachas of Beis HaKnesses, and to be more specific, I want to spend time discussing a very shvera Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is in Kuf Nun Beis by the halachas of Stiras Beis HaKnesses. That means knocking down a shul. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Ein Soisrin Beis HaKnesses. Kedei Livdois Beis HaKnesses Acher. You can't knock down a shul. And this is talking about Yireim Vishleimim, wonderful good people, who are knocking down the shul, Kedei Livnois Beis HaKnesses Acher. They want to build another shul. You still can't do this. And the halacha later continues, Elo Boinim Ha'achar Tchila, the Acher Kach Seisrin Hayashan. Which basically, if you want to visualize this halacha, you have a shul, Kahal Anche Yireim Vishleimim. They want to knock down their old shul and build a beautiful new shul. Lamaisa, the halacha is going to be, they have to build a new shul where the parking lot is right now. And when they're all finished, then they can knock down the old shul and turn that into a parking lot. So what does this have to do with Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shiva Esrei Shana? This pasuk really has deep inside of it something so powerful. Something so powerful, and it's a chizik to us in Galus. The concept I want to share with you is something that I've heard from Hagoyin HaGadol or Malkiel Cutler Shlita that I'm going to say over my own words. This pasuk Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shiva Esrei Shana, and like we said from the Medrash, it was Vayechi Benachas, it was Geshmaka years in Mitzrayim Shiva Esrei Shana, really has a built-in question. And the built-in question comes with a built-in answer. And this question is a very strong yesod. And to make the question even stronger, let's read you another pasuk. In later in Vayechi, Perek Memtes, pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayechal Yaakov Litzavay Sesbanov, Vayesoif Raglov El Hamita, Vayigva Vayosef El Amov. This pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu was nifter in our parasha. He lived in Mitzrayim and he was nifter there. What's the question? There's a strong question, which is really, the question is because of a very strong yesod. How could Yaakov Avinu be out of Eretz Yisrael? We know that Yitzchak couldn't leave Eretz Yisrael because he had a certain kedusha from Akedas Yitzchak. But really, Yaakov Avinu also, and Klal Yisrael also, got a special madrega because Yitzchak was on that mizbeach, because Yitzchak was like a karbon. Yaakov should not be able to leave Eretz Yisrael. How could it be that he's leaving Eretz Yisrael? That he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, which the whole Eretz Yisrael has a certain madriga of Mikdash. How could you separate Yaakov from Mikdash? And this question is not just on Yaakov Avinu, but it's a question on us. Us, Klal Yisrael. This is the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that you can't have a Klal Yisrael without a Mikdash. And this could be brought out from the Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Shemais, and even more clear, the Ramban in Parashas Truma. You can't have Klal Yisrael without Mikdash. Because the Ramban explains what's the Indian of Mishkan, which of course Mishkan is Mikdash. And it's a beautiful Ramban. The Ramban says it's directly connected to Kabbalah Satayra, to Maimon Har Sinai. We know that Klal Yisrael spoke panim el panim with Hashem, an unbelievable madrega, the Aseres Hadibres, and he commanded them al yidei Moshe, different mitzvahs, and that came along with a bris. Because really, if you think about it, what happened was, is there was an agreement by Kabbalah Satayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you'll be to me to an Am, for an Am, and I will be for you, like him. The Ramban continues that basically it's a direct byproduct of that deal, so to say, of Kabbalah Satayra, that there's going to be a Mishkan. Because the Psukim by Kabbalah Satayra say, V'hinehen Kedoshim. It says, I'm sorry, Mamlechas Kehan V'goy Kadosh. It comes out there, Kedoshim. And if they're Kedoshim, then the Ruyim Sheyia Behem Mikdash Blahashra Yishchina Beinehem. So it's basically part of the deal. They have to have a Mikdash. Ulechein, they now have a Tzivoy to make a Mikdash. And he says something gevaldig. He says, had the Iker Chayfetz of a Mishkan, he says, the site of a Mishkan, is that the Kavoy that was on Har Sinai should always be there. The Shechina that was shachin on them by Har Sinai should always be there. Klal Yisrael and Mikdash are inseparable. So how could Yaakov Avinu be out of Eretz Yisrael? How could it be by Yechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Rishana? This is a big Yisoid. The Yisoid makes a question. The Yisoid is Klal Yisrael and Mikdash are inseparable. So how could it be by Yechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvayas Rishana? How could Klal Yisrael today be without a Beis HaMikdash? How could it be? And the answer must be that you could take Yaakov away from Mikdash, but you can't take Mikdash away out of Yaakov. Even if Yaakov is out of Eretz Yisrael, it's out of Mikdash. But it must be that you can't take Mikdash out of Yaakov. There's always Mikdash with Yaakov. And this could be brought out from a Klei Yakar in Parshas Vayetze. This all started in Parshas Vayetze. It says in Parshas Vayetze, in the beginning, right when Yaakov Avinu was about to leave Eretz Yisrael and go into his first Golus. And it says in the Psukim that he had a special dream, and Hashem was Nitzav Olav. And the Klei Yakar says that there's something interesting in that pasuk about that ladder. The ladder, it says, was mutzav arza. Now, arza means towards the ground. Really, it should say mutzav ba'aretz, mutzav on the ground, and it was towards the Shemayim. The place that it's towards is the final destination. So, the Klei Yakar, that this ladder was really an upside-down ladder. Everything was really backwards. It was really that the bottom was in Shemayim, towards the ground. It was being Mayra Shal De Yaakov Ha'ilam Hapach V'chol Mevakesh Hashem Yerid Lemata Because she Kishem Hashem Nitzav Olav. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a ratzin that they should have a dira, a mother, a dwelling place, Batachtainim, which is, by the way, the same as Mikdash and Mishkan. And he came down with all his malachim. And he came down, his mother Batachtoini was on top of Yaakov. So now if anybody wants to come to Hashem on a ladder, they have, even if they're in Shemayim, they have to come down to Yaakov, because that's where Hashem was. So it comes out that Hashem right now is on top of Yaakov. Yaakov is a Mikdash. Because like we said, you could take Yaakov away from Mikdash, but you can't take Mikdash away from Yaakov. And it's the very same thing with Klal Yisrael till today. You could take us away from Mikdash, the big base of Mikdash, from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, but there's always Mikdash with us. Because of that Yisoid, that Kasha. The Kasha is that Klal Yisrael and Mikdash are inseparable. And this hashkafa is so powerful, and we're going to use this hashkafa to explain a very shvera Magen Avraham. And really, the Pesukim in Vayigash really speak this out almost lehedya. Yaakov was very nervous to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Mitzrayim. And in Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Gimel, Hashem says, Vayomer Anochi Hakel Lekei Avicha Altira Merda Mitzrayim. And then it continues in Pasuk Dalet. Anochi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim. I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. And there we have it. If I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, I'm there. And we're saying it even stronger. We're saying the Zavart of Mikdash. And we can talk about two Mikdashes. The Klei Yakar is saying something very powerful. He's talking about Yaakov Avinu being a Mikdash. The person himself, and of course, this is with our Kesher to Torah. With our Kesher to Torah, we're having Madrega of Mikdash. But L'chaya, it goes very well also with our Mikdash Ma'atz. With our shuls, like the Gemara Megillah says one thing on that daf chavtes. Reb Shimon ben Yechai says, "Bayirei kama chaviven Yisrael of Nekadosh Baruch Hu shebechol makim shegalu shchina imayim." That's one part of the Gemara. The Gemara fears ice in that brisa that where is it right now? And the Gemara says it's either in this Beis HaKnesses and that Beis HaKnesses, beknisha dehutzal, beknisha deshaf. Over there, it sounds like Hashem's only in one shul, but on some level, we know there's a concept of Mikdash Ma'at. Hashem's in every shul. And it says later in that Gemara, Va'ehi lahem le'mikdash, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Va'ehi lahem le'mikdash Ma'at, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Eilu bat k'nesiyas u'mat imidrashais, Sheba Vavel. Mikdash Ma'at. Now, there used to be shuls, even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were halakha people. The people were Mikdash. The shuls probably were called Mikdash too. But there's something so powerful. And that is that there's a backdrop of Tumah, a backdrop of Hester Panim. There's a backdrop of Gullus. That's Mitzrayim. And that's what we have today. But it's not Shver. It's not Akasha. Even though we have that Yisayid, that Klal Yisrael and Mikdash are inseparable. Even in that backdrop. Because it was shtelda back then, Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shiva esri shana. He lived peaceful, wonderful years in Golus because he had the Mikdash with him that was started in Parshas Vayetze, with that sulam. There was Mikdash. So let's keep this all in mind and let's move on to the Chelak Halacha. Let's look at that Halacha again. Ein tzaisin beis haknesses kadei livnoi beis haknesses acher. Don't knock down a shul in order to make another shul. Rather, build a new shul first. Now, we have to make something clear over here. This halacha is even for Yireim v'shleimim, and the Bir Halacha speaks it out very clearly, that there's no isser called loisasin. I want to introduce to you that isser, loisasin. If we would have a gangster, not Yireim v'shleimim, and the gangster wants to break down a shul, he would be over on loisasin. Leisasun is a halacha, it's in Parashas R'ei. You can't break down halakha thing. You can't break down a shul. Rather, leisasun kein la'ashem le'kecha. Rather, you should break avodah zarah and bati avodah zarah. But leisasun kein la'ashem le'kecha. You don't break down a shul. But if it's seiser al minas live nice, you're breaking it down to build a nicer shul, there's no leisasun. Okay? So let's assume that there's going to be no leisasim in our whole sugya. You know why? Because we're not humbling gangsters. We're humbling Yireim v'shleimim. So why shouldn't they knock down a shul? They're doing it for l'tayeles, to make a new one. So let's go through this step by step. And with this, midat tayva meruba, we're going to realize the shuls that we do have, what's licked in this shul. And keep in the back of your mind, the mikdash ma'at, and that mikdash ma'at is necessary because Klal Yisrael without Mikdash is inseparable. And we can't take away Mikdash from Yaakov or from Klal Yisrael. Keep that all in mind. So why can't you knock down an old shul if you're doing it to make a new one? There's no leisasin. This comes from a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara is in Bava Basra Daf Gimel Amud Beis. And the Gemara says why? The Gemara says, I'll read you the second reason first. Ika de amri mishum tzluye, because you need a place to daven. That's an easy one. Imagine if you knock down a shul with the greatest of intentions, where are you going to daven in between in before the new shul is built? That's a din in the gavra. The person needs a place to daven. We all know the evachiyah three times a day, daven with a minyan. Not going to work without a shul. Which house should we daven in? We need a location that we can all meet. That's because we need a makim litzluye. But for this, the thing is, there'll be a shortcut. There'll be a way out of the whole Leila Sternish. If the Yerayim Mishleim come to the Rav and say, you know, we really want to knock down the old shul first. Do you have any Eitzah for us? If it was just because of Makim Litzluye, there's an easy Eitzah. Put up a tent. Rent the warehouse. Find a place to daven. And it would come out, if you have a place to daven, then there's no problem. And the Gemara Kapshutei says this. But then the Gemara really said earlier another reason. The other reason is a very interesting reason. Mishum pshiyusa. Pshia. Pshia means negligence. In Rashi's mashma, it's not just plain negligence. Negligence mixed with an oinus. And we could probably relate to this. We know that when it comes to building a whole new building, there are things that come up, and it's not so simple. That could be a pshia, that could be an oinus. We're afraid something's going to go wrong. But now it's time for us to think. Again, we're humbling the Kehillah that found a tent. They found a place to daven. And they're not being over on Lai Sasson because they're doing it with the greatest of intentions. So let's say, I'm scared to say it, Chas v'shalom, a pshia happens, and they never rebuild the shul. What's the problem? What are we missing? So from here, we're already seeing there's something more that we're worried about. So let me tell you over the Ran and then Muki Yosef, other Rishonim, they say like this. They say, tell you the truth, we're not really nervous, never going to rebuild the shul. But they say we're afraid and that things are going to be misrashel, things are going to slack off. And you know what's going to happen? They're not going to have a Beis Medrash Kavua. They're not going to have a Beis Medrash Kavua. In a chenami, they'll have a tent, but they don't have a Beis Medrash Kavua, and that in between time. So now, this already gets us thinking, why do they need a Beis Medrash Kavua? What's the ma'ala of a Beis Medrash Kavua? We're afraid they're not going to have a Beis Medrash Kavua. Now, if there's no Pshia, and things don't take longer than expected, Vaisais, we're not worried about this Beis Medrash Kavua business. L'chari the Pshat is like this. A person can't just daven in a place, in a warehouse, in a tent. A person needs, like what we discussed, we need a mikdash ma'at. My davening has to be in a makam kaddish, in a shechinadik place, where the shechinah feels comfortable. I'm talking to Hashem. There's a mail in a makam kaddish. But if there's a real tzayrich, there's a heter not to always daven in a makam kaddish. Someone's going on a trip. Don't daven in a makam kaddish. So if they have a makam litzluya and it's not kaddish, so for a few days, we'll pater them. But if things slack off, and there's a pshia, there's an oinus, we can't have that. We can't have for so long not davening in a makam kavua and a makam kaddish. That's the pashup shot. So we already see that we're nervous, we're worried that pshia might happen, they'll end up not in a makam kavua. We see this maila of davening in a makam kavua. So we already mentioned in the beginning of mikdash ma'at, and I think now it may be appropriate to speak something out. There's actually often a halacha in Shulchan Aruch about this. Let's say you have a person... Rachman al-Islam didn't make it to Minyan. So the halacha in Hilchus Tefillah, Simin Sadi, it's in Sif Tes, the end of it there. It says, V'cheinim nenas v'lo yispalul b'shah shispalul atzibar, who yispalul b'yachid, afal pikein yispalul b'beis haknesses. Even so, he should daven in his shul. The Mishnah Berurah over there says, V'pnei shumakim kavua l'kedusha, and he says over there that it's Pashat, if he's a Talmud Chacham, it'll come out, a Chil Hashem, that they see him davening not with a minion, then he should not daven on Shul, he should daven in his house. You see this halacha, Mikdash Ma'at. There's a halacha that a person should daven in this Makam Kaddish. A person should daven even if he's not with a minion. Is the appropriate place to daven is in a Shul. I'll tell you another halacha, there's a Gevaldiger of Moshe. Moshe talks about if a person wants to build a shul and he wants to make a tanai, he doesn't want it to have dinim that usually come from kedusha. He wants it to be that like he could do different things of that wouldn't really be appropriate for a shul. So Moshe has a tshuva about this. And he says that the Tnai is not going to work. This is very interesting, Zach. Why is the Tnai not going to work? So Rav Moshe says, because it's going to be Masna al Masha Kasav Batayra. Let me explain that. Why is it Masna Masha Kasav Batayra? Let's say somebody makes a tainus on himself. And he says, I'm making a tainus, a manas that I eat. That doesn't work. Because a tainus means to eat. So he says, if you make a tnai that a shul, I should be able to do even things that are not covered for a shul, you're really saying the shul shouldn't have kedusha, then it's not a shul. And he brings it out very geschmack from a Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, of Hilchos Tefillah says, Kol mokayim sheyesh bayasara miyisrael, any place that has 10 yidin, tzarech lahachin loy bayish yikonsu bay tefillah, they have to make a house that they'll gather for tefillah. There's a Rambam that Klal Yisrael, they have 10 yidin, 10 men, they have to get together and make a place to daven. They have to make a shul. This is the halacha that they're mechoyev to make a shul, to build a shul. Dr. Moshe, this is by the way in Or Chaim Chilek Bey Simon Memdalid, Dr. Moshe, all tzarchei ha'ir, they're allowed to force each other to build, and they all have to contribute. So if it's just a practical thing, we need a place to daven, then of course, why is there a special Rambam about this? He said, Vaistais, that there's a special din, they have to prepare a special place. Rambam's teaching us, Yesh mitzvah miyuchedes libnais makayim, mikdash me'at. To do the avodah that there is b'zman hazeh, which is tefillah. So we have, like we said, the person who is not even davening with a minyan. We said from Simon Tzadi, he should come to shul to daven. We have Rav Moshe saying that then to build the shul. So we're seeing already halachas nafkaminas that a person in his tefillah should be in a makim kadosh, should be in a makim kavua. So getting back to our lister in Ishbeis HaKnesses, Adabana Achriti, we're afraid of a pshia. The Rishonim are telling us, even if you have a tent, but we're afraid that you don't have a makim kavua. L'chay they mean, you don't have a mikdash ma'at. You don't have a makim kadosh that's miyuchad for tefillah. If you stam have a random warehouse, random tent, that you're not going to be miyachad forever for tefillah, you're not making it, this is your makim kadosh for tefillah. It's not so pashit that it's going to have a din of a makam mikdash. We want you to have a makam kavua, a mikdash to daven in. You might have a makam litzluye, but you don't have a makam kavua, a mikdash ma'at to daven in. Gevaldik, this is beautiful. It's bringing out to us the significance of our shuls. But I told you there's going to be a shvera magen Avram. Because let's say, kahal anchi yirein v'shleimim, they come to the Rav, and they say, logistically, it would work so much better for us. We really want to knock down the shul to build a new one. So the Rav goes through the checklist. He says, Lo Sasson is not a problem. I'll tell you why. Because you plan on rebuilding a new one. That's number one. Number two problem, Makam Litzluye. So, okay, fine. You'll pitch a tent somewhere. You'll rent a warehouse. Okay. But what are you going to do about Makam Kavua? You're not going to have a Makam Kavua. We paskin like this shot of Pshiusa. You have an Eitzah for that one? You're knocking down your shul, you want to have a Makam Kavua. Zach the Yireim v'Shleimim. We have an Eitzah. They tell the Rav, we have an Eitzah. Let's give the Eitzah a name. It's called Ika. This is one of the Gersas in the Gemara. Magen Avram doesn't seem to have this Gersa. Ika v'inayud, Ika v'knishta achriti. There's another shul. We called up Kahal Anche Tairo Tefila down the block. There's a big shul down the block. They don't have so many members. And we asked them, could we daven with you until our shul is built? Oh, you found another makam kavua lehispalel. Gevaldig, you do have a makam kavua. It's not this makam kavua, but you have a makam kavua. Okay, fine. Then you can knock down your shul. That's the Rav Paskin. And Azayzak the Taz in the beginning of Simon Kofan Beis, he says this. He says, if you have another beiknishta lehispalel, and it's even one of the tzadim that the Gemara is goyos that, then Avada, the whole halacha of Loilistar, falls away. You're allowed to knock down a shul and build a new one. You don't have this din. Because you have a Beknish Tachrita, you checked off all the boxes. No Loisasan problems, no Machim Litzli problems, no Machim Kavua problems. What's missing? Azayhal to Taz, Azayhal to Rav in our story. However, this whole thing's not so simple because is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham argues, and Kipshuti, the Magen Avraham is coming from Rishonim, and he's coming from the way he's Gairus in the Gemara, and he's coming from really the Pashas of the Mechaber and the Rambam, even though the Taz doesn't learn this way in the Rambam and in the Mechaber. Talk to Magen Avraham. Ois Aleph, we're afraid of a Pshia. Shema Yera, Zakter, Vechain. Afilu yesh lahem shnei batei knesiyos aser. Chein mashma b'gemara. Even if they have two shuls, it's still aser. The point is like this. How's a mashma the gemara? Let's revise the gemara. Let's make this more clear. The gemara brings makam letzluye. That's one reason. You need a makom tzuli. That's one reason not to knock down a shul. That's one reason for leila star. The Gemara also brings. Because of pshiyusa. The Gemara says, "What's the nafkamina?" There, the nafkamina is the ikabe knishta achrita. If you have another shul, meaning if you have another shul, you checked off the box of letzluye, but you didn't check off the box of pshiyusa. That's mash like the Magen Avraham, because it means that beknishta doesn't solve everything. We use this sprach a minute ago. I said beknishta achriti, but really beknishta achriti. If the Gemara is great beknishta achriti, really that means like the Magen Avraham. However, the Taz is gairus differently. The Taz says don't be gairus beknishta achriti as a nafgamina. Adrav, be gairus makam litzluye. If there's a makam litzluye achriti, that's the nafgamina between the two tzadim. But if there would be a beknishta achriti, he learns the Gemara doesn't say that. If there would be a beknishta achriti, then the whole Gemara doesn't start. Then it's poshut, you checked off all the boxes. Right? Could be we weren't clear before, but that's the point. Beknishta achriti, if you're going to stand on the Gemara, it means there's still pshiyusa, as I learned the Magen Avraham. The Tazim is saying, no matter what you go, your seagull holds his way, and it's a very strong machlokes. Basically, it comes out like this. According to the Magen Avraham, no matter even if you're in a comfortable shul, until the other shul is being built, you still can't knock down your shul. And according to the Taz, he's very stark about this, he argues. And he says, if there's another shul, then no, there's no problem. That's the exception to everything. So I want to know, what in the world is the pshat and the halig of Magen Avraham? If you checked off all the boxes, then what's missing? If you have no leisasa, because you plan on rebuilding it, if you have a makam litzluye, and if you have a makam kavur lispal, because kahal and jitayu would feel let you daven there, so what is pshat in the Magen Avraham? And this is going to bring out what we started with. When we explained the Mikdash Ma'at in the beginning, we said something, we really spoke out of the biggest yisoid. And we'll get back to that in a moment, but I want to tell you that I think the answer really begins, there's another ma'abaka for this, another tshuva from Rav Moshe. The other tshuva from Rav Moshe really puts a geshmaka perspective. There was a story, they sent the shayla, the story happened in Scranton, Pennsylvania. There were four shuls that wanted to merge. They wanted to knock down the shuls in order to build one big shul. Ramesh is very unhappy with this. First of all, from a hashkafa perspective, he says that it's really the not from people, the not good people that want to do this, and they're going to end up turning the whole shul reform. That's what he's up to. That's what he's up to, Hilger Ramesh. But Ramesh says, let's say they were Uraim Vishleiman, and let's say they wanted to knock down a shul to knock down four shuls to build one big shul. Sounds good, no? Big Maila, Barayiv Ham, Hadras Melech. Sounds gewaltig. We always like having all the Yidden together. Doesn't it sound beautiful? So this Ramesha is in Chelek Bey Simon Memvav, and he's not so happy with this. He says, no. We like having a lot of shuls. He even learns in the Taz it's going to be a problem. We're not going to get to this, but for sure in the Magen Avraham, very nice, you have another place to daven meanwhile. It must have been the story. Another place to daven meanwhile. You'll daven in the Makam Kavua. But to knock down a shul and never rebuild it? Like we're seeing in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham's afraid there's a pshia, you'll never rebuild that shul. So I was asking, so let's say I'll never rebuild the shul? Let's say I'm stuck in the other Makam Kavua forever? Me, the Gavra, I have a Mikdash Ma'at to daven in. Who cares that? I don't want to say who cares, but what's the problem? I never rebuild that shul? You see, the Magen Avraham wants the second shul. There's a mailan having that second shul. So he says, Teich Dvar, V'gavald Gezach. He says, V'atam Pashet, Mishom D'yesh Maila B'oid Beis HaKnesses, L'eilu She'er Choykem Beis HaKnesses HaRishen. There are times yikshalahem leilich beis hakneses. There are times that it's hard for them to go to shul. There's a shul that's close, so they'll go to it. V'yispal b'tzibar v'yishmu kadosh u'kedusha. V'zeh adif mi'maylas brav am. So he says a practical zach. There are people that live closer to the old shul. And then he says something else. He says another reason. V'gam b'leizeh la'afushe kedusha adif. To spread out kedusha is better. Ramesh is saying pshat, we like spread out kedusha. That's the second pshat. The first pshat is, practically more people will end up in shul if there's two shuls. But Ramesh is opening it up to us. We like two shuls. We want that second shul. And that's what we're seeing in this Magen Avraham. We don't just want you, the Gavra, to have a makam l'tzluyeh. You, the Gavra, to daven in a makam kaddish. Because then, Kahal and Chitayu Utfil is inviting us in. And let's say, Chas Vishalm Zepshi, and I never rebuild a shul, who cares? So like Ramesh, you know, we want both shuls. We want both shuls. We want a pushe kedusha. And we want, Zakhtar Maisha, this other Zach. We want, Vashtet over here, that there'll be a place that's closer to those people. But I want to say a different Mishah. And I have a feeling that it's not so different. Really, Ramesha is going with the concept I'm going to say. Because really, Ramesha, there's a shtickle question here. First of all, what does it mean, Apushe Kedusha? Spread out Kedusha? I don't know, make one big shul over here, we'll have a lot of Kedusha. Who cares that it's spread out? What does that mean? And number two, he's saying, because the people that are closer will come and daven. That's a beautiful thing. We like servicing the Yidden, but are we mechayev too? You have a chayev to come to shul. And this will help write them Hajjus Melechs. So get out of your couch and go to shul. Just because it's easier for you, are we responsible for that? Why are we so responsible? Why are we thinking about that? Do you remember how we explained the Mikdash Ma'at in the beginning? Let's make a chakira now. There's a halacha to make a shul and make a makam kaddish, make a makam kavua l'ispalo, a Mikdash Ma'at, like we said from Reb Moshe, the other Reb Moshe, that he brought it out from the Rambam. And like we said, that even a person in Simen Sadi, he missed a minyan, he should come to shul to daven. Let's make a chakira. Is that a din in the Gavra? Me, the Gavra, don't just daven with a sitter at home. Daven in a makim kaddish, because Hashem's going to come listen to you. Daven in a place that your tefillos will be mekubelis yaiser. That was the lashon in the Mishnah Berurah over there in Simen Sadi. That's one side, in the Mikdash Ma'at. We need a Mikdash Ma'at for you, the Gavra, to have a better tefillah. But let's say another tzad, tzad beis. Tzad beis is backwards. It's not that when you daven, Hashem comes, so it's kaddish. L'mashal, we have the shul of the Arizal. It's extra kaddish because he davened there. The Arizal davened there. Hashem came, kefi his madriga. That's beautiful, and it's true. But there's really a second thing. They're probably both true. The second thing. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that I plan on living and having a house near you. And of course, then it makes sense for you to come in. Not just that you need a place to daven b'kedusha, but I'm there. So you're just going to leave me stranded? I've had to come there and daven there. Come there and get from that kedusha. Let me bring it out from a geshmak amar makam rib that I once heard from Rabbi Victor Miller. A shir from Victor Miller, I heard a shmooze, he said like this. Imagine the situation of the degulim. I'm bringing out now the second side of what does it mean a mikdash ma'at. It's not just a practical thing for me to daven in, but Hashem's there, so of course you should come daven there. Imagine in the times of the Mishkan, there was the Degulim, there was all the houses living around the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu had a house. And imagine there was a tourist. And the tourist says, I would like to see Moshe Rabbeinu's house, not his house, his tent. And you're giving the tourist a tour, and you say, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's house. And he looks at it, and he says, whoa, I'm so lucky, I got to see Moshe Rabbeinu's house. Then he says, you know, I noticed something, not so far from Moshe Rabbeinu's house, is a huge tent, a huge structure. What's that? Who lives there? And you turn to your tourist and you say, you know who lives there? Let me tell you. Hashem lives there. Hashem lives here? Are you joking? Hashem lives here? Like that's his address? Yes. Now that is something special. Hashem has a house by us. Now this is all kaviyachal, of course. It's scary to talk about Hashem in physical terms. But this is what Hashem wants us to know. That kaviyachal, he lives by us. He has a house here. And you're not going to come in. And this is something that we gain so much from, that Hashem makes His presence by us. And this is what we were talking about before when we said that Klal Yisrael and Hashem are inseparable. And this is even in Golos. And this is even Yaakov Vinu in Mitzrayim. That wherever Yaakov goes, there's Mikdash because of his Kesher to Torah. And because there's a Shul. There's a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash. Wherever, Hashem's just there. It's a Mikdash Ma'at. and we hope and we daven for the full mikdash, but Hashem's there. Hashem's our shachin. So now, let's go back to the Magen Avraham. Imagine you have a man, he has two houses. He has one house in Brooklyn and one house in L.A. And he sometimes lives in the Brooklyn house, sometimes lives in the L.A. house. And you go over to him and you say, you know, you're right now in Brooklyn. Okay, when you're not looking, I'm going to knock down your L.A. house. Excuse me? I own both houses. You're going to knock down my house? And you tell him, yeah, isn't one house enough? He says, are you crazy? I sometimes live in that house, sometimes live in that house. I have two houses, they're both my house. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in these houses, then how could I knock down his second house? As I talk to Magen Avraham, I'm afraid that I might not end up building that house. I'm afraid of a Pshia. I'm going to knock down one of Hashem's houses. Hashem has two houses. He makes himself available in two places. Can you imagine? This is something so fascinating, like we said in Golis, with the backdrop of Hester Panim, with the backdrop of Tumah, with the backdrop... And which wherever you are, make me a house, I'm going to be there. Can you imagine? Wherever you are, end up, make me a house, I come. I live there. I'm your shachin there. This is so fascinating. The Magen Avraham makes it into halacha. Don't knock down, because I live there. Like we said, if it was just a matter of I need a makom kadosh davenin, then very nice, it used to be called Kahan Shireim B'Shleimim, and now it's called Kahan Kahal Tayyar B'Tfilah, because I merged with somebody, because I joined their shul in between. But if it ends up being I never build other shul, I have a makom kadosh davenin. But it's not just about me, it's about Hashem. And of course, it ends up being about me, because this is something so special that we could go and enjoy Hashem's presence. We could go to Hashem, and we could gain so much more than our madrega. It would almost be, make sense, that if you would have 10 people that live in a town, they could never, for some reason, come together and daven at the same time. Maybe they should still have a shul. Maybe. Now, I don't know if in halacha that's appropriate to have a shul that no one davens in, but almost kaviyachal, they should have a shul. Ki'ilu, maybe. And remember, Rabbi Miller said, if somebody passes by a shul, go in there for 5 minutes. It's a makom kadosh where Hashem lives. This is a new twist in Mikdash Ma'at. And it's really just a byproduct of that concept that us and Hashem are inseparable, not just because we need a place to daven, that's not why we have a shul, it's because us and Hashem are inseparable. It's a mother batachtoinim, it's a place that he lives. Truthfully, the Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Shemais, the Ramban that we quoted, that we brought out this Yisayt from, he really also says things like this, and he's explaining that even, it's called Sefer HaGeula, Sefer Shemais, we're about to have Sefer Shemais, we're going to do Chazak Chazak this week, and he says that the Geula wasn't finished till we had the Mishkan, Hagolos ina nishlam until the shuvim al mukaimam the el mailas avoisam, which is gavali because we said the shechina was on Yaakov mailas avoisam uchshiyosu mi mitzrayim, they came out of beis avadim but they weren't finished yet, they weren't geilim, they were in eretz leilaham, they were in Nebucham Midbar, and when they came to Har Sinai and they made a mishkan, Kodesh Baruch Hu came and he was masher their shechina on them and they were shavuol mailas avoisam, the mailas of their forefathers. And he says Gavaldi over there, he says, Vehem Heim HaMerkava. He quotes that Medrash, Vehem Heim HaMerkava. They are their Merkava L'Shechina. The Abbas are their Merkava L'Shechina. Hashem rests on us. And Ve'oz Nechshevu Ge'ulim. This is Gavaldi. We could take Yaakov Avinu. We could take Klal Yisrael away from Eretz Yisrael, from Mikdash. But we can take Mikdash away from Klal Yisrael to the extent that every house that he's in, every place, ends up being a mother. Every house, no matter where you make one, you can make 10 of them. 10 shuls, every house he comes to. No matter where. He could have so many houses. And Dr. Magen Avraham, so don't knock down. If there used to be a shul, don't knock that down. Maybe this is what Ramesh means with Afushe Kedusha. And maybe this is why if there was a shul where the Olam felt comfortable to come to, they live nearby, like Ramesh said, don't deprive them of this. Because it's really, because that's the function of a shul. It's a place that we could come to and shep from Hashem's Kedusha. So this is basically the concept that we're saying over. And I want to shtel tzua gemara, which I think fits beautifully into this. There's a gemara in Saita that says that you should go to the shul that's further. And you'll get schar psiyas. There's two shuls in town. Go to the further shul. You'll get the schar of the walk. And this is something that's very shver. Think about it. And the Maral says something beautiful. The Maral asks it as a kashi. He says, if there would be two sukkahs, a far sukkah and a close sukkah, should I go to the far sukkah? It's like the Maral, of course not. You don't go to a far sukkah. How could I go to a far sukkah? Go to the closer sukkah. Only by a shul you have this halacha. And he says it in a very special, deep way. I hope I'm not oversimplifying it. But he basically says, Hashem Yisparach Matzai Beis HaKnesses. That's why you have this by a shul. You remember we spoke about the Magen Avraham? That's what we're talking about. Two shuls in town. There's two shuls. They're both important. And go to the further one. Hashem's living in both of them. Don't knock down that for sure, right? And you'll get schar psias. Let me give you another mashal. You have a man. He's your friend. He lives in LA. You live in Brooklyn. You have never seen him in many years. And you're thinking you want to go visit him. And you heard he's coming to Brooklyn in a week. Ah, when he comes to Brooklyn, I'll visit him. No. Then you say, no. That's not going to show him that I love him. Let me tell him I'm traveling to LA to meet you. That's a mashal to help us understand what's going on over here. The morale says that as we go closer to Hashem, we're coming to Hashem. That's making something special, that we are connecting to Hashem more and more because we're working to get close to Him. Every psia, you're coming closer and closer to Hashem. Ayin Shem the Maral. The point is that you could have two shuls, but the further shul, Hashem's there. And there's a demonstration of going to the further shul. For sure, don't knock down a shul. That's what's coming out from the Magen Avraham. We said that the Vard is Hashem, like from Rabbi Miller, Hashem's our neighbor. He's there. He lives in that house. And be'etzem it's often a gemara in brachas tavches amar of Levi kol mishliyesh lei beis haknesses beiroi ve'einoi nichnas osham le'espalo. There's a shul in your city, you don't go into daven there. Nikra shachein ra, he's called a bad neighbor. And he says rachmana litzlan, besides being called a bad neighbor, it causes galus loyu lebanav. Maybe the reason why it causes galus is because we're in galus, but we have the opportunity to be with mikdash. But a person will get real gullus, further gullus, because he's not shtelling tzu to the shachin toiv that's there to Hashem. He's called a shachin ra. The morale spells it out clearly that one of the reasons why he's a shachin ra is, first of all, one thing is that he's, so to say, anti, you know, he's not being with the kehillah that's coming there. He's a shachin ra to the kehillah. But he says, mikol shekein, he's a shachin ra to Hashem. He should go to a Beis HaKnesses. He's a shachin ra to Hashem. Why? Because Hashem is matzoi v'yia. He should go to the shul v'yia matzoi v'beisa yisparach. This is pasha, that a neighbor makes a simcha, a neighbor is inviting you in. We know we live as neighbors. We live as a neighborhood. We recognize we need our neighbors. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyachol is our shachin. This is mamish, that concept. The concept that you could take Klal Yisrael away from a mikdash, but you can't take a mikdash away from Klal Yisrael. And that's the Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim Shavas Rishana, and that we said Yaakov also died there. He died there. It wasn't temporary. It was temporary. We're going to come back Abez Hashem one day to the real big mikdash. But it wasn't just stam a visit for a little bit. He died there. He ended his life there, and he never went back to Eretz Yisrael because the mikdash was with him. Let's just end off. The Rashi tells us that Taka, they carried him back to Eretz Yisrael after he was nifter. The way they carried him was in the eifen of the degalim. The setup of the degalim, it was shalish lemizrach, and it was, he had it all set up, and he was in the middle. His arayin was like the mikdash, like we said. Yaakov Avinu was the mikdash, and the shvatim surrounded him when they went to Eretz Yisrael. And perhaps we could say something like this. We could say, the shvatim went in the eifen of the degalim, living around the mikdash, even though they were planning going back to Gullus. Maybe there's a message here of the Degalim that's still here with us in Gullus. The Degalim, the matzah that we live with Hashem being our Shachin, with our shuls, and of course, we shouldn't forget, Yaakov Avinu himself was called Mishkan, with our Dveikas to Torah, wherever we are, a person can be Mikdash. We should never forget that you could take Klal Yisrael, you could take Yaakov away from Eretz Yisrael, but you can't take Eretz Yisrael, you can't take Mikdash away from Klal Yisrael. Mikdash Ma'at. This is how deep a Mikdash Ma'at is. And it's any shul. And every shul. Every shul is important. Like we said from Ramesha, don't merge all the shuls. Every shul, more shuls. Wherever we are, every shul, another shul, your shul. Every shul is a Mikdash Ma'at. Just go in there, chaperein. And we have this special halacha, Magen Avraham. If you know how we paskin, it sounds like the Bir Halacha is willing to be Mekel. The Magen Avraham, don't knock down one shul to build another shul. Even if you have another makom kavua to davenin. So we see how special and how wonderful our mikdash ma'at are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shachin. Mikdash ma'at, shachin, which is zecha to the big, beautiful, full mikdash, bayis shlishi, b'meir v'yameinu.